Charlie Stakes said he fell in love with Christmas when he was 6. And even after he was estranged from his family years later, Charlie celebrated with anyone around him. After college, Charlie moved to a ramshackle house in Northern California with a woman named Marla and her 3 kids. They were very poor, and soon Charlie learned that Marla hated Christmas, partly because of that. She wouldn't let him put up a tree or celebrate in any way. But one year, Charlie and Marla tried to make the holiday special for the kids, and it turned out okay. But soon after, the house they were living in was sold, and Charlie moved to Oregon, and Marla stayed in California.
And when Christmas came, I was in Oregon by myself. That year, Christmas was on a Saturday, and I was working right up through Christmas Eve. I went to work and found out that I didn't have to work the whole day. I realized I could actually go to California that day, spend Christmas there, drive back on Sunday. I went home and I called Marla. I didn't get her, but I got her machine. I told her I could come. I threw my sleeping bag in the truck and I took off. When I got to Eureka, I stopped to call again. I got her machine, but this time there was a message on it for me. That was how we did it back then. It said, "If you're coming, I'll try to be there. Stop in town. Look for Matt at Copperfields." When I got to town, I looked for Matt. That was the oldest boy. He was happy to see me, but when we got in the car and he started giving me directions how to get to the new place that they lived that I hadn't been to, this one, he told me that I was stupid to come, that his brother and sister had gone to their grandmother's, that was new, and that Christmas sucked. We bumped down a dirt driveway. It was almost dark. It was starting to rain. And I saw that where they were living wasn't actually a house. It was more like an outbuilding that some landlord had converted into a rental. Marla's car wasn't there. We went inside. Matt flipped on a switch. Nothing happened. He started cussing his mother that she hadn't paid the bill. He grabbed some stuff and started to put it into a backpack. I said, "Where are you going? And where's your mom?" "I'm going to a friend's. She's with Carol Ann. They're killing the moon or something." He left. I sat there for 4 hours, getting progressively more bent out of shape. I could feel Christmas and the possibility of happiness slipping away. Finally, around midnight, I put my sleeping bag back in the truck and I left. I stayed pissed for about 2 months. By the time the anger started to fade, I had got out of the habit of talking to Marla all the while. I started to wonder if I was wrong to just go, if I was wrong to expect her to like Christmas. I got a letter from her. And it was an apology, but it started out, "I don't know what I did." It was then I knew that I was never going to get her to understand how I felt about Christmas. But I didn't care, because I was so happy and so glad to hear from her. And it went back to being the way that it was. Since then, we've got through all sorts of things. And this year, we were together in December. Me, her son, Matt, who's now completely grown up, we went for a walk. And her son said, "Yeah, Mom, let's walk past the big houses and watch the rich, happy people opening their expensive presents." "Screw you," she said, "and screw Christmas." But then she hugged us both and told us how glad she was to be with her guys. I'll always love Christmas. She never will. But both of us know that to celebrate anything, you need to do it with people.
Charlie Stake is a playwright and actor living in Phoenix. Join us for our next night of live storytelling, Tuesday, January 31st, at South Mountain Community College. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more storytellers from local events on KJZZ. And you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.